the leadership should be held accountable because they set the tone. And so you have to immediately begin with the president and CEO, which was done. The employees, that does not in any way excuse any action by any employee, but at the same time, if the CEO is conducting herself or himself in this manner, it sends a signal.
During public comment, activist Marcella Osteen told the commission not to stop there.
Just because Renee Gilmore resigned to keep from being fired does not mean that the work is done there. Everybody there, every executive there, every high job there who sat by and partied down with her and did not blow the whistle on her needs to go. They need to not benefit in any way, shape, or form from her leaving. Maybe somebody move up to her position. No, 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 no.
Michelle Williams, another activist, echoed this sentiment.
The entire senior staff needs to go. It's been said before myself. I'm saying it again right now.
Bay News 9 reported today that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement will be investigating the case. Commissioner Sharp said that the investigation will be extensive, given that there's been indication that the 13-month audit period was just the tip of the iceberg.
That there are a series of investigations that are ongoing, so there's an awful lot that will be determined. And I made it very clear as well at that board meeting that while the audit was for only 1 year by the Office of Inspector General, and Senator Fasano and Senator Storms are on this, even from the report itself, if you read the report, and it's a very important report that everyone should look at, I think, it indicates from one of the employees that this has been a practice that had been ongoing when they had arrived in 2003. So their comment was, this is kind of how it's always been.